Are you tired of cleaning out your microwave? Wouldn't it be great if you had disposable microwaves that you could throw out after every use? Or are you somebody that wishes you could just get a therapy session quick on the go, like maybe if it was a barber shop you could just jump into and get your therapy done and then walk out of there? Well, if you like those silly invention ideas or just inventions in general, this episode of the Idiots Catalog Podcast is just for you. We have our guest comedian Tim McHale on to go over all kinds of wacky invention ideas, including rocket-powered nails or news fairies, little fairies that tell you the news and just the news, nothing else. We also talk about indoor volcano fountains and a way to blur your sensitive parts while you're changing so your neighbors can't see you through your windows. It's a really fun episode, and I hope you enjoy.
Hi, I'm Leland Long.
And I'm Charlie Dawson.
And we are not inventors.
But we are comedians with some ideas for inventions.
Every week, we're joined by a guest to talk about the wacky,
the insane,
the hilarious,
the incredible,
the so close to being useful,
the idiotic invention ideas that fill our brains.
So join us as we create
The Idiots Catalog.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Idiots Catalog Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Leland Long.
What the fucking hell? I'm another one of your hosts, Charlie Dawson.
And we're joined this week by our guest, Tim McHale.
Hey.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Charlie and Leland.
We have the whole evolution of headphones here. We got no headphones, and then they're creeping up on the neck, yeah. And then Leland's wearing them.
Yeah,
yeah, and this then is like the monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil.
Yeah, yeah. Speak well, Charlie no and I can see no evil because we have the glasses on.
Let's go. Oh, I see so much evil.
That's true.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a lot
that's
of red.
What, that's the opposite side of 20/20 vision they don't tell you about is you're going to see a lot more evil.
You got a sixth sense.
Yeah. You got 69 for 20 vision. It's been too long. What's going on?
Hey, man.
What's up?
I know. Yeah,
what's up, co-host Leland?
You know what's up? You know what's up, Charlie?
What's up?
Inventions are what's up.
Yeah, dude, let's do it.
This is an inventions-based podcast, and okay. We usually jump straight into it with some invention ideas, and we usually start with the guest, Tim, if you want to share what you brought with us.
Okay. I want, and this might not be on brand at all, but here we go. I feel like there's too much news. Have you ever tried to read the news?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's just a lot of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want something that gives you just the news.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like news.
The news. Like not like everything that's happening, just like the things that's like important.
Like condensed.
Yes. Mm. And that's not an advertisement for somebody's podcast right now who's like, yeah, I'm going to give it to you. Just listen to mine.
Sure.
Instead, I just want something. I feel like we need something. And I think it should be like a little person. You know what I mean?
Wait.
I think it should. Yeah, no. I know what I said.
Like a...
I think it should be a little person who just kind of like is part. Like we have Alexa and all that stuff. That's all good. But what about human connection? That's what I want.
Oh, a physical little person.
Yeah.
Not okay. Like on a screen. What do they like? Live in a box in your house
so.
And they come out and they're like,
yeah.
We're at war.
Yeah,
and they go back in.
That's.
What about on days where there's not much going on? They're like, there was a parade in Queens.
And they might suffocate.
Yeah. No, I think you guys get the idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should do that.
I was on board until the little person came.
Same. Me as well.
Okay.
I don't like the idea of trapping someone.
Yeah.
No. They love it.
Oh, they love it.
No, that's the part. You didn't let me finish.
It's just my bad.
You didn't let me
after a couple of weeks, they're just
no,
like...
No, sharks, please. This is actually Shark Tank, right?
Yeah.
It's really low budget.
Shark Tank's for coming.
That's good.
They're just like, after a couple of weeks, they're just like, extra, extra.
Yeah.
Imprisonment is bad.
No, I want a newsie. I want a newsie to
extra,
break down.
Extra, the walls are closing in.
Yeah. I want somebody just to kind of break down the Israeli-Palestine conflict for me.
I would love to bring newsies back.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I feel like a newsie at my job was running around.
Yeah.
They don't do a lot of running.
Newsies? They don't?
They're always running when they're breaking. Hey, Charlie got the golden ticket.
What, I think they're like scuttling. You know,
it's a scuttle.
I feel like they're more on like a street corner. That's their corner.
Well, how do you think they get there?
They take the train.
Okay, we're at an impasse.
That's why they're desperately trying to get the money to get back. Because they spent all their money on the train.
Yeah. Yeah, they earn a nickel a day.
Well, I like the. Can I take it somewhere else, Tim? Do you, I know it's your baby, but
I'm open for input. Yes. Yeah. Okay, it'd be fucked up if I was like, no.
No. Yeah. Right. So new invention. Yeah. So you know when you get like a new news app on your phone or like a dating app or something that asks you your interests?
Yes.
So what about that? But it's like everyone in your social circle, and you all just tap your interests, and then it tells you little blurbs about those interests, just enough to talk to the people in your circle.
Yeah.
That's all you want out of the news is talking points.
Yes.
That's what it is, but you don't want to read the whole article. So if you're just like, oh, I talked to Leland about video games, I'm going to see him today, let's see video game blurbs.
Yes, I would like that. Yeah, yeah. So it's a way to connect with people and then just never have a deeper conversation beyond that.
No, I hope not.
Yeah, that's what we do as comics anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time we're just talking about something we saw.
Yeah, I will say there was one time I was at my club that I started at in Wilmington, North Carolina, and after a show, me and some comics were outside talking about like something a bit deeper than just surface level like bits, and an audience member came out and they're super drunk and they're like, y'all aren't making jokes out here, and we're like, no, we also like talk, like,
yeah,
we also are human beings. Yeah. And they were just so baffled, they're like, y'all aren't being funny.
Yeah.
We are like, yeah. No, we're just someone's, you know, mom is going through a thing.
Do you ever have a comic who's like, they're just talking to you, and then halfway through the conversation, you're like, you're working on bits with me right now, aren't you?
All the time. I hate it.
Yeah, yeah. So the other day, I saw this number.
Yeah, I had that one time at a bar, and I called him out on it. And he's a buddy of mine. I was like, are you... I was, like, drunk and angry. I was like, are you doing a bit right now? And he was like, yeah, I think it might like one day be a bit. And I was like, I don't like that. We didn't talk for a little while.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's better just to let it happen.
I've done it before, like... Especially if a conversation leads into where I already have like bit for it. You know what I mean? If we're like talking about something, it's like, oh, I have this bit about this I did years ago.
And you just slip
but
it.
I'll try and like change my tone of voice to make it seem like, I want you to know I'm doing a bit here. I don't want you to think that this is just me talking.
Right. Right, right, right.
Yeah, that's where you're like guerrilla warfaring your comedy.
No, because I'm not. It's like I'm being open with it. It's like, this is a bit.
You are acknowledging the fact that it is a bit.
Okay. Was this with another comedian or with a like a non-comedian?
This is with a librarian.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I was with another comedian. Bits. I don't remember.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I like the idea though, Tim. Because I was getting the New York Times for a while, and I found I'd get halfway through an article, and I'm like, I get it. But now I want to finish. Like, part of me wants to finish the article, but the other part of me is like, fuck all this reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm anti-reading.
Can I get a little person that's really, that loves to read and will summarize everything for me?
It might be smaller than an actual book, this person. That'd be cool. I'm not even thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're thinking like
a sprite.
Ah, yeah. So you're thinking tiny person.
Yeah, yeah.
You could
put
them in a book. You could carve out.
Yeah. I could use them as a bookmark.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
But I want them to read it all and give me the summarized points.
Yes.
And I want their name to be first name Cliff, last name Notes. It'd be great.
Or Hanger.
Well, yeah, that's when they tell you everything but how it ends.
You just don't
know. They go, 10 killed. You go, where? You'll never know.
You never know. Well, if you subscribe for $10.99 a month, then you might be able to get the notes. But for right now, it's just a hanger.
you fucked up and just saw Cliff, and you're like, that's great. That's what I need.
Yeah.
The wrong one.
Oh, little do you know.
Yeah.
And you have to accept all the cookies as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's a computer joke.
They bake cookies.
Well, yes, that too.
Chips Ahoy.
But yeah, there is too much. I feel like people really like try and justify their writing capabilities, like journalists. And so like every bit of news will have a bunch of shit added onto it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like some whales were caught in North America or something like that. And it'll just be like, I remember when I first learned about whales. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what do you... I like when they're covering something and it says the person was not available for comment on something, if they're covering some sort of like scandal. Mm. And you're like, it's just a way of being like, they wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, we got that. We assumed
as
much.
We assumed, yeah.
As if anyone was like, they didn't try to talk to them.
Yeah.
What a bad news organization.
They're always also trying to talk to like people who just did a horrible thing. They'll be like, we tried to talk to the CEO of genocide.org and they wouldn't talk to us.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
To save their reputation, the valued people at genocide.org wouldn't give us comment.
We want to ask them if they killed 10,000 or 20,000. Yeah. They wouldn't say.
Their refusal to comment on this is the worst thing they've ever done. Yeah.
They wouldn't spill the beans for this Subway publication that is only a magazine in the train station.
I used to do the crossword for what's that for? AM New York. I used to do that all the time.
You did it or you were in charge of making it?
Both.
Wait, No. You made it and he was the only one that would do it.
I must have been the only one. Mm-hmm. When I first moved properly into the city, I think I subconsciously was like, this is how neurotic I was. I was like, I want people to notice that I'm doing this, which and people did, but not in that's cool that he does that. I remember being at open mics, being like, are you doing a fucking crossword? And I was like, all right, immediately abandon this habit. This is not.
Yeah.
You push your glasses back up from the bridge of your nose to your. Oh, I'm so glad you noticed.
Yeah.
You have one of those headlights on that people wear when they're mining.
Yeah. And they're like, Tim, the lights are on.
The lights are on. Yeah.
You don't need this.
Sorry, Mr. Said, I was coming up with a 16-letter word for toxic inclusivity.
And by the way, I got it.
Yeah.
I found it.
I was on a train yesterday and there's this guy reading and then two other guys got on. They were playing music real loud. It was good music. I enjoyed it, but it was a loud volume.
Yes.
And this guy kept giving him dirty looks like, don't you know I'm reading? And I wanted to be like, don't you know this isn't your train?
No.
Why are you giving him dirty looks?
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The music is good.
I think a sign that I'm getting older is I'm just accepting more from the subway now. I'm just like, this is not because whenever people just are like, oh, this fucking asshole on the subway, this, that, and the other, it's like, yeah, this is New York. That's going to happen.
Yeah, it also costs $3 or, for most people, free to ride. Mm. So, yes. Of course, stuff is going to happen there.
Oh, it has been free often.
Yeah.
Believe me, pal.
Well, Leland, I got a spicy one. Could
do you?
Yeah, I just don't know what the heck to do with it.
Oh, Charlie, baby. hook a telescope up and look at that thing from another universe. What do you got?
That was great. Hell yeah. It was good until I commented on it.
Okay.
So these are odor glasses. So they're glasses you wear that you can see strong odors. Mm. Because at first I wanted to have fart vision so you could avoid farts. But then I was like, I love the smell of chlorine and gasoline and candles. And so I just want it for all odors. So you can see green is good odors and red is bad odors. And then neutral is just clear. And so you can either...
Could neutral be another color too? Like yellow or something?
But then you'd be seeing a lot of yellow.
That's okay.
Mm. Sure, yeah. Neutral can be yellow, Leland.
Because not everything has an odor.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why it'd be clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you're saying a neutral odor would be yellow.
Yeah.
And then stuff that's just nothing would be clear.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. I think broaden this color spectrum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
We could have sexy odors be purple or whatever.
Yeah. Purple. And then farts could be like a dark. Everything would look like how it smells.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, so a fart would be a toxic, nauseous green.
Yeah. Mm. No, I like this.
Yeah, right?
I like this a lot. It'd be great in this city.
That would be amazing. Yeah. I'm ducking left and right. I'm trying to avoid, because I fart on people left and right. And so I know people are farting on me.
Sometimes
around.
You just got to.
I think this would be great for the people that have let themselves go and are just so smelly that they don't, their nose is adjusted to it. You know, those people where you're like, how do you
not smell that?
Not smell yourself in that. Yeah. I just have been around it for so long.
Yeah.
Because then they can look down and be like, oh, my armpits are
green.
Super green in these glasses. I better go and clean.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of I've never, I haven't yet met a comic who smelled bad, but I've worked with people where I've had to be around them the entire time. And I'm like, okay, how do you subtly tell them?
I've never met someone who smells bad all the time. I've met people who are they have days.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I've worked with somebody who consistently smelled bad, and I bartended with them, and I had to be in close quarters with them for a while, and I remember being and finally I got moved to another shift, and I was like, thank God. But if I had the glasses on, man, I would have been seeing everything.
Yeah, well, and then the other side of the glasses is there's times where I'm... You ever have like a long day and you're like, man, I just want something like warm and cozy. Like, so I would try to find a color that's like autumn or like pine or something nice, and then walk towards that. You know,
my you just see like perfume. A little orange in the distance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and then you get there, and it's right. like. Someone putting on perfume and then walking into a building you can't get into.
Yeah, you can see the smell coming out of a really nice restaurant. And you're like, oh, what's going on over there?
Yeah, yeah. It'd be a great way to pick a restaurant.
Yeah.
You could look in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know the prices are a lot, but the colors coming out of that restaurant right now, dude. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Thanks, man.
Can we have a reverse version for like car tinting? So when you're getting into a car... whether it be like a friend or like a rideshare app, you can just see what the smell is going to be like in that car beforehand.
Mm. How do you guys feel about this? Do you like air fresheners in cars or not?
No.
I like them.
I don't either. I think they're like invasive sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then this would be great for you because you look in and you're like, wow, that's pine tree in there. I don't want to get in that car.
I will pay the cancellation fee, sir. No,
exactly.
I don't want your pine saw.
A $10 Uber turns into a $50 ride.
Keep canceling.
I'm like, no, I need the right smell, sir. Yeah,
yeah. It's like the same principle of like trying to find a movie on Netflix. You're like, not that one.
Not that one.
Yeah. And they're all fine, but it's like you want the perfect.
I do want the perfect smell.
I like that.
Interesting.
And they can be prescription, a useless tag, just a nothing tag.
Yeah.
And their sunglasses.
I like that.
They would need to be prescription
or contacts.
Mine would have to be prescription. Yours wouldn't. Yours could just be blue glass, like just regular glasses.
Do you have 20/20?
I think so. Yeah, I haven't checked in a long time.
I think you have 2019 with your attitude.
Hell yeah, dude. Trump next year. Let's do
Amen.
It.
Amen.
It's a political podcast now.
Yeah, they'd need to be prescription, because otherwise that would be awesome if some like blind people, not blind, but like people who need vision glasses.
Oh, blind people
you
must
call
be
me far- blind.
Yeah, you calling? Hey,
you calling us blind?
Hey, I'm sorry.
If they could just like choose between like I'm gonna have a vision day or a smells day.
Wow, no, I mean it must be all smells days for them.
Just leave a big old stinky block of cheese wherever in your office the day before.
They got
like,
me
there's
again.
My desk.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Sorry, Tim.
No, go ahead.
I'd love that too because I feel like most people, me, but maybe you guys as well, have a fascination with your own poop.
Yes.
And like looking back.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be great to just see, like put on the glasses after and be like, oh yeah, that's all different colors and smells there,
that's
baby.
That's chickpeas.
Yeah. It's chickpeas.
It'd be a real tie-dye poop.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I had white poop for a few weeks recently.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, okay. That's not good.
What is it?
I don't know. It's not good.
It was like a white coating around the poop.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I had a stomach bug, so I'm assuming it was just like
your poop had a stomach bug too.
Damn. That's wild.
Leland, you got an invention?
I do have an invention, Charlie.
Buddy,
what do I need to go do
with
it?
Throw in a blender with some freaking protein powder, spinach, and protein oat milk that they sell at Trader Joe's.
Oh,
throw
Charlie's
an ice cube
yoked.
In there, peanut butter, banana.
Oh.
Serve it to me in a magic fucking bullet. What do you got?
Nutribullet.
So this is,
Thanks, Tim.
I got useless tags. Sponsored.
This is Rocket Nails.
Okay.
So it's like nails that you'd hang up like a painting or like put a building together. But instead of hammering them in, they have little tiny rocket boosters on the back of them.
Oh.
So you just hold it up to the wall and the rocket is the force to push it into the wall. And you have enough fuel to get as far in as it needs to go and then it stops.
What happens to the fuel canister?
Does it fall off? It's part of the nail.
It's part of it.
Or it falls off, whatever.
I like the idea of it falling off.
Yeah.
And
you just
a
have to
shell.
Collect them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And walls are just ruined.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like burn marks all around your painting.
Sorry, I just have a lot of artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get this idea from my Body Snatchers bit that I did for you?
No, what was...
It's an impression of, I was doing an impression of Leland, and I did a bit that was like, thumbtacks are crazy, right? No one uses thumbs for those. They should be called hammer tacks.
No.
Okay.
No, I was just thinking about nails the other day, and we got this.
I like it, man.
But yeah, because then you don't need a hammer at all.
Yeah.
No.
And it's like a fun little rocket you just turn on, and it
into the wall.
Now, you know what would be really cool is if you can like have a marker attached to it, and you just draw on the wall where you want it to be, and then you launch it. You can launch it from like another room. Yeah.
That would be perfect.
You have like a little like rocket launcher truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everyone lay on the ground while I hang up my paintings.
Yeah.
Where are they selling these? Are they just selling these at like Home Depot?
Black market.
Yeah.
For sure, the black market.
Yeah.
For right now, until the FDA legalizes them or whatever the organization.
I was going to say, and you can eat them too.
It's a Willy Wonka ass invention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocket nails. I like those.
Yeah.
You could have every 13th one that you use explodes.
Yeah.
Oh. So you got to really keep count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of a baker's dozen. Or it is the baker's
dozen. 13th rocket nail.
What was it? What was it? Apollo 13 that exploded? Or is that the champion? What was the one
that exploded?
The challenger.
The challenger. Yeah.
So everyone that you challenge explodes.
You're thinking of Apollo.
I'll fucking fight you, nail.
Yeah, that's why it. Apollo
13. You're not
going
to be able to hold up any paintings.
It's one of those nails that bends on you as you're hammering it in or you're rocketing it in. You're like, fuck you, nail. It just explodes in your face.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't even bring out the hammer.
Yeah, you got to be really respectful to these nails.
Really respectful. Yeah.
No, this is practical.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Tim.
It's going to be way more expensive than regular nails.
How much would each one cost?
I mean, you get a box of like 50 for $50,000.
I was going to say $50,000. Co-hosts, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
And you can get no lesser amount. You have to get 50.
You're taking out a loan from the bank to get these nails.
But think of how much money you're going to save on hammers.
Of course.
True. I spend about $100,000 a year on hammers.
It's
my guilty pleasure.
Yeah. And you can't even write it off on your taxes because you're not a carpenter or anything.
No. I bring them to work, but they just weigh me down.
How many hammers do you have on you right now?
25.
Obviously.
My 25 favorites.
Yeah. Charlie's a scuba diver, too, so he really can't afford to be weighed down.
Why do you think it was so hard for me to get here today?
Yeah. You had all these hammers.
I was coming from two blocks away.
Yeah. There's so many.
The equivalent of the Upper East Side when you have so many hammers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many hammers at the bottom of the Hudson River. And that's why Charlie's got to keep buying them.
Yeah, right? Magnet Fish, and they know I've been there.
Yeah.
They call you, do call you Charlie Hammers.
Charlie Hammers.
It's your mafia name.
Yeah. Charlie Hammers. That's sick.
Oh, shit. Is Charlie Hammers here?
Scram.
He's like, at the bottom of the lake again.
Again. You see bubbles floating to the top.
Oh, perfect.
He'll be sleeping with the fishes and Charlie Hammers.
Good old Charlie Hammers strikes again.
I hope the fish like to eat metal and wood, because that's what I got for them.
Amen.
What's another, like, I was trying to think of what other things nails are used for.
Painting, securing walls.
Yeah, I guess like building buildings.
Signs,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hammers or nails are used
nails.
For?
Nails.
Specifically.
Yeah.
I guess, like, I went biblical with it, like Jesus, putting Jesus on the cross. Those were nails.
Ooh.
That'd be a way cooler crucifixion if they were flying into him.
Dude, the Bible would be rad.
It'd be rad.
Just
yeah.
One Roman guy like 50 feet away like, dude, check this out. He just like holds the nail up as it rockets into his hand.
Hey, yo, Pontius, out of the way, bro.
Pontius.
Ponty for short.
Yo, Judas, come here.
Yo, come here. Let me show you something, bro.
Let me show you something.
Yo, I got these rocket nails, bro.
Oh, I paid 50,000 shekels for them.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. All right. Rocket nails.
Jimmy, you got another invention?
It's okay if you don't.
Yeah, no worries.
You got one more.
Charlie got one?
Yeah. I thought I memorized them. Sorry, buddy. Yeah. Well,
that's okay.
Oh, I like this one. What do I do with it, Leland?
Oh, Charlie, you know what to do with it. I want you to cut that thing up into a face, put a candle in it, and jack it for me. What's that jack-o'-lantern you got?
God. All of that was awful. Every step.
I didn't like it.
All right, so I was in therapy for a while, and I recently lost my insurance, and so I got to stop going to therapy. So I haven't gotten like a month, and I'm like, man, I miss therapy. I was walking by a barbershop today, And I thought, man, if I wanted to, I can just walk in and get a haircut. Mm-hmm. I don't need an appointment. It doesn't cost $100-something mm-hmm. or I need insurance for it. So my invention is called Therapy Shop. You walk in, sit in the chair, 30 minutes, $30. You spill your guts. They give you some advice. You get out of there.
Yes. Can they have a bunch of faces of guys on the wall, like emotions, and you yes. point to which one you want?
Yeah.
Like the haircuts in the barbershop.
Yeah.
It's just like, that guy looks happy. Can you make me that guy?
That guy has inner peace. Let me get inner peace today.
And then like, well, you are this guy right now, and that's not a good look.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They could play like sports and stuff in the background.
Yeah.
Like real barbershop. Instead of sports, they just played Goodwill Hunting in the background.
It's not your fault.
It's not your
fault. It's not your fault.
It's just Hallmark movies.
Yeah. It's your family. And you're like, that's what it all comes back to.
Yeah. I just want like a quick tune-up. So like, I got angry today at a guy at work. And it wasn't even at work. It was at Chipotle. My life is sad. And I would have loved to, me and this guy, like, I got angry at him, I would have loved to just walk into the therapy shop, tell the therapist what happened, how it made me feel. They tell me what I want to hear. Pay him $40. I get out of there.
Yeah.
Do they also put a apron on your...
Yes.
Yeah, but around your neck for its tears coming down?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say they put it on your head for your brain.
Okay.
Leland's riff was better. Leland's riff was better than mine, but I still said mine.
Hey, that's okay.
Oh, man.
Yours was the original idea, which we all seem to love.
Yeah, but you have a better voice. Sorry, Leland.
Yeah. Wait till the end for that one, buddy.
Oh, the grand finale. No, stay tuned, folks.
I smell. Like Teen Spirit.
Do you... whenever I get my haircut in my neighborhood, the guy acts like he's never met me. Like every time I have to say my entire life story again to him, which means I probably should get my haircut more often.
Yeah,
sure.
But he, like, every time he finds out that he's like, what do you do? And like, I almost don't want to tell this guy I do stand up next time and just make up something completely different
because
he just starts giving me all of his hot takes. Like, he hates every comedian that's ever existed.
Yeah.
And it's almost, he's like, yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. Why can't they make shit like In Living Color anymore? And I'm like,
what's that?
In Living Color is the thing with like Jamie Foxx, and it was Jim Carrey before he was Jim Carrey. It was James Carrey at the time.
Do you know Wayans Brothers? Oh, and the Wayans Brothers?
I've heard of it. I
want
to
watch that.
And he's like, yeah, they need to make things like this. And I have to be like, yeah, okay.
I used to work at a bar, and this guy was like a regular that would come in. I worked the day shifts. And so he'd always be like me.
He was a regular day shift guy?
Regular day shift guy.
Brutal.
And he used to tell me, he's like, one time I saw Steve Martin, but he didn't remember his name. He's like, the guy with the arrow through his head.
Oh,
like,
my God.
One time I saw him one night, and he killed. And then I saw him again the next night, and he bombed. And I'm like, all right, man, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, that can happen. Oh, man, regular day. Do you remember his name?
No, I don't remember.
Regular Dave.
It was like
Regular Dave.
It was like Skip or something like that.
Skip.
Yeah.
Something weird like that.
Was this in Arizona?
This was in Arizona.
Yeah. Ooh.
I love that though.
Therapy shop.
Therapy shop.
Sorry.
You know how the barbershop has the like the pole with the red and the blue?
Yeah.
What would the colors be for therapy shop?
Just nice earth tones.
Like
calming.
Like a dark red.
Dark red. No, they say that color is specifically the most like calming.
And like an orange.
Yeah.
Maybe like a healing crystal in there. Spinning
Yeah. Do you guys know why it's red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
The American flag?
No.
The barbershop? No,
it's because barbers back in like medieval times used to be like doctors.
Oh,
so
that's
why the pole would represent like white for bandages, red for blood. I don't know what blue was.
Huh.
Blue was for fresh blood.
Yeah. Blue was for the Gatorade they had to drink to get through the day. It's a hard job.
That is a tough job. You gotta cut hair and do surgery in one day.
Yeah.
Let's go to the barber.
Yeah.
Blue is for all the off-color jokes that they tell you while they're doing
it. Oh, man. So many. Yeah.
Just sawing off their legs, and it's like, so I saw her pussy last night.
Yeah, dude. And you got to agree and laugh at every single, agree with every take, laugh at every joke.
I used to go to a male barber. Now I go to a sweet old lady, but I used to go to a guy who botched my shit and made fun of my sobriety. Every time I went in there, he gave me a bad haircut and was like, you gotta smoke more weed. And I was like, no. Wait, how about I don't?
I've always wanted to be a barber.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, he could use the therapy shop.
Yeah, he could. He could use a therapy shop.
I had a guy one time. I went to this barber like 4 or 5 times, and he nicked the back of my neck.
Oh.
And I could feel it.
Oh.
And he like... He was showing the back of my head. He angled the mirror so that I couldn't see the nick.
Come on.
And then, like, quickly went over the other side where right. I wasn't at.
And you're like, no, I saw it.
And I still tipped him, but never went back.
Yeah. I always tip with bad service.
Yeah.
I feel so guilty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I read a Bible verse. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone one time and I was telling them.
And then 519, Leviticus the Roman centurion took the rocket nails and left them from his hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus and the 12 carpenters.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Would the barbershop be like open concept, like a normal barbershop?
Yeah, so it'd be like 5 or 6 people, like therapists working at the therapy shop, and so you can come in, get your tune up, and get out of there. You can schedule an appointment, but you don't have to.
Are there other people waiting, like in the chairs, like a normal barbershop?
Yeah, that's where an issue like lies. You can just hear, someone goes in, they're just like, my trauma.
Yeah.
And you're just
he's
like
yo, who's your dad? Move on. Yeah. I'm trying to get my good.
Or they have those like noisemaker things in the barbershop. Have you ever been to a therapist's office where they have that thing that makes noise that you can't hear into it?
I'm the only one who makes noise at my therapist's office. Leland, I thought that riff would hit harder.
Charlie goes to therapy at like a public bathroom.
Charlie's just pooping.
I poop. I make sure I have only chickpeas before therapy.
Oh,
the only way he can find it is with his smell glasses. Yeah. In there.
My therapist farts. I find her based off the fart.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, what is a noisemaker?
It's like
besides my
it's like a white noisemaker.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
I thought it was like the receptionist.
That is definitely
like
not the official term for this thing. And I don't know. I just remember seeing them at therapist's office when I was a child.
Well, it'd be great if it was like the receptionist doing one of those like party clickers, like.
And as soon as she stops, the door opens. Yeah. They're like, "Keep going, keep going, come on." She's talking about her dad in there.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I got another invention, Charlie.
Yeah, hey, Dave, put a sheep on the front of that invention. Put it up on your shelf. Is that new?
Camera pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I prefer jacking off a pumpkin or whatever I said earlier. Ooh, but all right.
All right.
So, what do you got, buddy?
This is disposable microwaves.
Wow.
Yeah, top three already. Top three.
Because I feel like people are always getting microwaves dirty, and you got to clean the inside of
them.
So
gross.
Why not just have a one-use, like made out of paper microwave?
Yeah, made out of paper.
Yeah,
fuck the environment.
You just like
how does it heat?
It's got some kind of like super battery inside of it.
Okay,
and it's just got a string that comes out, and you stand a safe distance, pull the string, and it like. microwave explosion.
Wow, you're on explosions today, bud.
Yeah,
you're on
I love
rocket
explosions.
Nails, now this.
What a horrifying invention. What a terrifying.
You know what else is horrifying and terrifying, Charlie? What? The inside of your microwave right now.
My microwave, it's pretty dirty, actually.
Yeah. No one has a clean microwave. And clean that shit when it is at an emergency.
Yeah, that's the point. I've never seen the inside of Charlie's microwave, but I know because it is a microwave. Yeah. No,
oh,
I
okay. don't.
So... You all get right. like you get like a pack of 40 of these for $10.
Mm.
Much easier to buy than the rocket nails.
Yeah.
And it's just one time use, you throw it out afterwards and you're good.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the shape of it like?
Ooh, is it circular?
It's like the size of a regular microwave.
Don't say microwave. That wouldn't easy out.
Like,
it
looks
and acts like a regular one. It's just
because you can throw it out after you're done with
the inside. Yeah. The inside of it
explodes. It just explodes.
Pretty much. You'll need a blast shield with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And my thing is storage. I have a pretty small apartment, so if I buy a pack of 40, is that going to be half my apartment?
You better start selling those microwaves. Yeah, you can sell them on the black market.
It's an MLM scheme.
If you buy 40 of these,
sell 30 to your friends. They sell 40. They sell 20.
Yeah.
They're foldable.
Oh,
so you can fold them up.
I like that.
I like that.
That's
a lot.
Cool.
Get a pack of all of them folded up because it comes with all the batteries separate.
You can take them camping.
Sure. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
That would be
I'm
fun.
Always thinking about camping. Never been.
You really?
Well, I went one time in high school, but my friend forgot my sleeping bag, so I had to sleep in the tarp.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, it was really cold. And I had work the next day, and I was pretty smelly.
I can imagine.
That was one of my smellier days.
You would have seen a lot.
I would have seen a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, Leland. I like the pull string. It reminds me of those party poppers.
Oh, yeah.
Is, exactly. Is that what you're going for?
I was going for more like a cannon. Back in the day where they had to like pull a string to set it off.
Big party popper.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a wartime party popper.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You're going to need like vast open space to use this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be like a dome that you just put over your plate of food.
Ooh.
And then you just pull it.
That's fun.
I like that a lot.
Because you could heat it. You could get it hot where you're going to eat it. So you could bring it in here, put it on the table, put the dome on,
mm-hmm.
pull it, you're ready to eat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So disposable microwaves.
Yeah.
I love it.
It kind of
looks like that.
It kind of does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What's up, Tim?
I got one.
Oh, yeah.
You got one?
Yeah.
Slap me across the face with it.
Oh, all right. That's all I got. Okay, I see the lava lamp right there.
Tim, write down a hot 5 minutes. Go do a Bring Up Broadway Comedy Club. Get booked at Greenwich Village because the manager, I'm pretty sure, manages both locations. The first show is canceled. Show up to the second show and perform that invention on stage. What do you got, buddy?
Thank you so much. There we go. You know, you guys like lava lamps. I want volcano lamp.
Oh.
Ah, so it comes out.
Yeah, it comes out.
Is it like... No, I like this. It's a mixture between a lava lamp and those like little fountains that people have in their houses sometimes.
And no one, because you know it gets really cold here in the winter. Obviously, what's really hot? Volcano.
So you can replace your space heater with that.
That's pretty cool. And it just keeps recycling it, like the fountain.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
It's dangerous to have out. Like, you can't have cats around it.
Yeah.
And then you don't even need my microwave. You can just hold your food close to that.
Yeah, volcano lamp, dude. Volcano fountain.
Now, would the liquid be in an open reservoir so that, like, you could touch it and burn your finger off, or would it all be enclosed?
I think it would be in... that's such a good question.
Maybe caged? Have like a cage around it?
I like cage around it.
Yeah, I like
cage. Like a fly zapper.
Yeah, but it could leak out at any point. It's not, you know what I mean?
I think that's a great invention.
Thank you.
It would be beautiful.
You have to keep the gods happy. or else it'll leak out.
Yes. You have to sacrifice the smallest.
This is an invention not just for warmth, but for morality. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, you have to make a sacrifice. You have to sacrifice... one virgin volcano lamp.
I'll do it. Yeah.
What a grizzled voice to be a virgin. Right here, brother. I've never had love before.
Or received it. Yeah. Yeah.
I like it, man.
No, I like it too.
Because my apartment, you're right. It gets cold in the Northeast in the winter.
Yeah. So you need some lava to just warm yourself up, dude.
What about for the sacrificing? You have to sacrifice one item that Maria Kondo would want you to throw out.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Something that's just cluttering your apartment.
Yeah,
okay. And the gods know.
The gods do
you
know.
And the gods know something like, you don't need that cat on the wall.
No.
You like it. Sure, I do too. I'm not saying I don't, but you don't
need
it.
I don't think Charlie
would. I love it. I made it. But so if you have to sacrifice one thing every day or every week to keep the heat going.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Declutter your apartment or lava will burn it.
Yes.
So it's like a dual purpose item because it helps you with decluttering and keeps you warm.
And getting rid of all these virgins. You know?
You
know?
Yeah. Spring cleaning on my virgins.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I got.
Hell yeah. Well, I got one more. We got time.
Yeah.
Can I do one that I've been saving up for a while?
Sure.
Please.
Yeah.
Never found the right space for it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad I allowed this.
What should I do with this invention, Charles?
Oh wait, you're asking me?
Can I do one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to kiss your sister.
Write it.
He forgets where we are. He forgets we're podcasting. I want you to kiss your sister.
I want you to kiss your sister, write a poem about it, present it in front of your fourth grade class, go back for the reunion for it, fail miserably at it, but then tell me what this invention is.
Okay,
about.
Love it.
Yeah, it's good. For a first timer, not bad.
Beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck.
Yeah, sorry.
You guys know with like military guns, mm-hmm. they could have like a bipod on the end of it, mm-hmm. the like stand that's yeah. like the V.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's like short.
Yeah.
So you have to like lay down or go up against a wall to use it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want one that's really long.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can like stand with it.
Uh-huh.
And it's got little wheels on the bottom of it. So you just like run with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's yeah. so funny. For people who are too weak to carry a gun yeah. by themselves.
It's got wheels. It's like a walker, but for a gun.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 And you could maybe put like little tennis balls in the other parts of it.
Yeah.
Carry your groceries in the basket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's then you can awesome. Just like, it's like stabilized and you run into battle with the little wheels like.
Just, yeah,
they're all perfect. They're squeaky like a
for handicapped cart. Soldiers.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
My mm-hmm. favorite is when you start to say an invention and I can picture it before you finish it. That's my. I love that so much.
Yeah,
that's great, buddy.
What's the name of it again?
Just long bipod. I didn't give it a name.
Oh, it needs a name.
Maybe like
wheelie guns.
What was it?
Wheelie guns.
Wheelie guns. Yeah.
How about death alert? Because you know life alert's the old person clicker thing. Death alert.
Death alert.
Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas. Sick, man.
Yeah.
The wheels are a fun aspect to it. Part of me wants you to also have wheels on your shoes
mm-hmm.
and just have like you're just a one like a turret unit.
We got rollerblade units now.
Yeah,
do you know what I want? Units. Do you know what I really want is I want you to have Heelys on.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah, of course.
Oh man.
One of the inventions I had like a couple episodes ago was all-terrain Heelys.
Wow. Oh, that would be awesome.
Just giant, like,
imagine mountain biking. You're yeah. roller skating, but through, like, a mountain biking course.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
just
dude.
On your heels the entire time.
That'd be sick.
It would be so sick.
But, yeah, bipod. I feel like you wouldn't be able to do rough terrain, which is the only thing. You'd have to find, like, yeah. flat surfaces. This would be, sure. like, urban units.
Yeah, but you could also just, like, pick up the gun and run with it sometimes.
It's too heavy.
It's really heavy, Charlie.
Oh, my bad. You're right.
It's okay.
Tim, kiss your mom and call my sister cute.
Your wish is my command. Yeah.
Well, we're just about good on time.
Hey, can you cut that last part?
I do have a problem for this week.
Oh, cool.
So Tim, if you don't know, or anyone listening, this is where we do bring up a problem and try and invent solutions for it on the fly.
Okay.
So this is when you're like naked at home and you forgot to close your blinds, but you can't get to your blinds without exposing yourself into the window.
Mm.
What's the solution for that? You don't want to show your naked body to the world.
Remote control blinds?
I know what you mean, because I have this too.
I guess remote control blinds would be the simplest solution.
I'm sorry. I hope I didn't just...
Tim, maybe you don't have remote control blinds.
Well, I do at my apartment because I'm a millionaire.
Okay. Do you really?
No.
Oh, okay. How about like a little cloud, like a blur cloud that you can just keep in your room, and whenever you need it, you can just kind of like grab it. And,
yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I like that. Yeah.
I don't know what it's made out of. There's no science behind it, but just like
a blur cloud,
a 2x2,
yeah.
or however much you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
A 2x2 blur cloud, and so whenever you need it, you can use it.
Yeah.
Mm. So like, if a friend's coming over and you guys got to get into Halloween costumes together, you can use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tough example.
We are. Those Halloween costumes are intense.
Yes.
You're getting fully nude to get into Halloween costumes.
That's why we're changing together. We're making sure we stay they're intense costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm sorry, Leland. Who are you friends with? You
yeah,
can't
dude.
Be naked in front of people to yeah. get on Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I'm just thinking, what Halloween costume do you need to get
don't
naked
ask questions
for?
You don't want to know the answer to.
All right, okay. That's fair.
Bill Clinton.
Let's be sushi rolls this Halloween. It requires you to get nude.
Just a roll around your junk.
Yeah.
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 I love that, though. A little, like...
Just a little blur cloud.
Thing.
Yeah.
Blur
and it'd
clown.
Be fun to hang out with, too. It'd be a little guy.
Oh, dude, I would never wear clothes again. And just keep the blinds wide the fuck open.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking maybe, like, a gun.
Yeah.
that you could shoot like a web or something at the window.
Oh.
That will like dissipate after like a couple minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But that'll like block the window.
I like that. You could shoot it at people too. If they're like bugging you and then they just be tangled up for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but then you'll go to jail.
Why? They're just tangled.
Attempted murder.
What about air conditioned windows? They freeze over. They become frosted.
Oh, the more ashamed you are, the more frosted over they become.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's so funny. The more you sleep in, the more frosty they get. Yeah,
it just gets freezing.
Yeah.
And that's when you need your volcano.
You yell
lamp.
At someone on the phone and you're like, why did I do that? They freeze over.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
That's great.
Hell yeah. Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming through. We have one more segment.
You run through it.
Yeah, this was a segment invented by our past co-host, Mia Faith Hammond, who is no longer with us. We started hating it. Now we love it. Tim, you have to give each of us a compliment, knowing that you will not get one in return. Now, Tim, there are two caveats to this segment.
Okay.
Leland's compliment cannot be apartment-based, and my compliment has to be good. Nothing backhanded, no harsh tones.
Yeah.
And listen, this isn't personal, Tim. This is a countywide, a tri-state area issue.
This is both of these caveats are based on prior experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
So start with whoever. You will not. You won't get a thank you.
Okay.
You might not even get an acknowledgement. But go ahead.
All right. Well, with that, I would say, all right, I have to compliment Leland. All right, Leland. One beard to another. It's filling out very nicely. I like your facial hair a lot.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, he acknowledged. Uh-oh.
I didn't like that, Leland.
I can acknowledge.
You just can't. But your tone was positive. You're pushing
I'm that charming. This is how charming I am. Watch this. All right, watch this. The frames really match your overall outfit today.
Wow, I've never heard that before.
Oh, man.
Wow. I don't think you have.
Yeah. No, you're looking sharp. The moment he walked in here, I don't care if you don't like it. Here's the thing. The moment he walked in here, noticed the sharp dress. Man, I paid my compliments. I'll pay him again. You're sharp dressed. Look at you. The smile on it. Look at you.
Damn, Tim, you got me. Segment over. Thank you so much, dude.
Right.
Thanks for being on.
Thanks for being on, Tim.
Where can people find you?
What do you got? At Tim McHale Comedy. Follow my show's page. It's called The Sweepstakes Show. It's very fun. And listen to Puck Sluts. It's a comedy podcast about hockey that I do with our friend Igor, and it's very stupid and silly.
Past guest Igor Martinez.
Of course.
Yeah. Listen to that.
Future enemy.
but not right now.
Not right now. We're good right now. We're cool.
Yeah, we're good.
You can follow me at Leland Comedy. Follow on the social medias.
Oh, my bad.
You're good.
Okay. Hey, folks, follow. God, I'm off today. Follow me at Charlie V. Dawson on Instagram and TikTok. I have a show coming up, a weekly show at the Arlo Hotel in Williamsburg, 96 Wythe Street. It's right off the Bedford L stop. It's going to be sick. Follow us on Instagram at sundown_comedy. It's going to be really fun. Weekly show, great comics, really fun environment, great bar. Come through. First one's on November 15th. Hey, follow the Idiots catalog on Instagram, TikTok. Subscribe to our YouTube. We post clips all the time, post full episodes. It's a really good time. Go to our Patreon if you want to see me and Leland nude. Mm-hmm. And as we always say, to end every episode,
something is... wrong.
I don't think you
guys have
said that.
Something is wrong.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
The Idiots Catalog.
Thanks for listening.